You text him.
Something like that, man. You don't know about this stuff. He just know how to jack people for money. I don't blame him. I'll be coming over here for long time.
I'll be saying, hey, Pastor, hey, Doc. We can come over there.
Come here. Professional bakery done. And then there's chocolate cookies in there. Y'all want me to bring
some? Go and get some vittles.
I'll bring an extra bowl or two.
Drop you up.
Hey, Pastor, can we come over and get some vittles?
What y'all been eating?
Did y'all sit here since the broadcast last night? Well, Carol, she laid into it about what I was talking about a little bit. She said, hey, I'm telling you what the matter, y'all. What this reset is all about, man. I get the inside scoop now. No, not right now. I usually make this up afterwards. And, tell something to bring my fist. I don't blame. I don't never listen to it all. They get to talking, I'm done. Now that y'all have, they ain't got a damn thing on to say. I ain't got nothing I want to hear, and they got nothing. You know, so they don't even have to listen to it. I expect me to listen to something you don't even have to listen to.
That is true.
But brother, teacher Greg had a little girl today and named the little girl after Mother Carol. Sure did. I named her Carol something. In honor of Mother Carol, he said. That's humbling, especially when it's like my brother Scott named little Charles after me. Carol, Johanna Polidor. Told Mother Carol, it's a great honor. Shabbat Shalom, we back.
We on Blog Talk.
We are back. Yeah, we on Blog Talk. The simulcast is there. I think we're still doing it on Facebook, too.
Facebook, Rumble.
Somewhere. Hey, I appreciate each and every last one of you being here tonight. Glory to the King. I need everybody's undivided attention. Because y'all know the drill. The drill is 10 for the best, 1 for the worst. Let us know how we're coming in because remember, faith come by hearing by the word of y'all. And it's important to be heard more so than being seen. Bless you, Elder Brett. Oh, by the way, Elder Brett, I meant to tell you, Elder Brett, that I actually took care of paying off that RV. Straightway did. We paid off that RV for those brothers at DMV.
Hallelujah.
You know, from that jackleg charlatan.
Yes, sir.
You know, we could be using money for a whole lot more better. You know what I mean? Just, you understand what I mean? Man, at least we got an RV out of it, but damn, you know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
I could have put $43,000 on the house.
That is so true.
Huh? On the house, on the community, anywhere, man.
Yes, sir.
It's just that, man, I'm telling you, man. Because if y'all listened to Sister's broadcast last night, Mother Girl pretty much gave y'all a rundown of what the hell's really going on and why I'm speaking the way I'm speaking, why I'm doing what I'm doing. And one of the things that she had brought up was is that, I mean, she said it, but I said, first of all, if I'm talking about a reset, guess who got to be reset first? I do. And then when I reset, then I'm going to reset into the leaders so that the leaders can reset into the people. That's the way it's supposed to be. I know that me and you are taking it because you're all butt hurting every damn thing else. You're wearing your emotions on your sleeve like women do and every damn thing else. It's all right, men. One thing about Pastor Dow, I'm going to make men out of you before my time is up. That's for sure. Glory to the King. Already got people high-telling in and running and carrying on and stuff. And what do you mean reset? Reset means you hit the damn reset button. You ever play? Anybody play a video game before you hit the reset button? Right when you didn't want to get killed, so you had to reset the button. Or you playing Madden or something like that, and you was getting beat real bad, and you didn't want to get the score, so you just hit the cut it off and hit the reset button. Y'all know what the reset button is. But one of the things that Mother Carol had spoke about last night when she was talking about the reset, which she knows my heart, my mind, and we talk about it at times. Send me is that I'm sorry, folks. Yeah, we got a lot of people in the ministry, but we don't have the power of y'all operating in this ministry the way that old Straightway used to before y'all got here. We can't impart. We don't see these hard miracle signs and wonders that Yahshua was talking about. We don't see them happening right now. Now, you can say, oh, yeah, we have no. Y'all seeing fly-by-night, romper-room-type miracles. That's what you're seeing. You're not seeing stuff that is earth-shaking and earth-shattering that would just literally just make you fall to your knees concerning faith that you know that Jesus did. You couldn't be nobody else do it. Sorry, but it's just a fact. And the reason why that is because we're getting too lax. And the reason why that we're getting too lax, now I believe myself personally, I still believe that I'm on the cutting edge. Especially when it comes to preaching and teaching, reproving and rebuking and stuff like that. But as a leader, I have to personally take sole responsibility of the condition of where we at. And I don't like it. And that means the leaders of the community, y'all ain't worth a damn either. Y'all ain't doing too much of shit. Y'all not. You're not following the way, the example that I've set out from the very beginning. But instead, what y'all done is come in and applied your own ways. And you drug the spirit down from where it was. Because I can't be at every one of these places at every single time, micromanage everything to make sure we keep the spirituality up here. Like that. So we got to reset. See, it's real talk right here. It's real talk. And then I actually had a brother here on the community ask me about drinking. Did y'all hear my video on drinking?
Yes, sir.
I said to Mosiah, did he take the fruit out of the garden? Did he take the fruit out of the garden?
Sure.
When God told Adam and Eve, don't you touch of every tree and every fruit, hey, you got to run on a meal, but this one is in the midst, don't touch it. You know what that is, right? The test, the temptation.
Yes, sir.
So just because you have liquor that's up there, if you know that you have a problem with liquor and you can't control it, don't touch it. That's your test.
Right?
If he tells you, if you see a beautiful woman, turn your head, do you think he's going to remove beautiful women from the earth?
Come on.
No.
That's your test. See, we our mind, the way we think. You understand what I mean? How do we know what temptation was unless it's available to us?
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to take the temptation. I'm already started.
Yeah.
But you don't have to take the temptation.
No, you
all you got to do is just show some character.
Ooh.
Show some self-discipline. Show some love for Yah.
Yes, sir.
This is what people don't like here.
Go ahead.
No, hell no.
Go ahead.
I'm going to take responsibility. All the leaders of all the communities and homesteads and fellowships, they're going to take responsibility as well. Hallelujah. But I know one thing. If I've been there before, I know how to get back there again.
Amen.
That I promise you. Is that right, Teach?
Amen. Yes, sir.
I promise I do. Know exactly how to get back there again. And I can get back there while I'm drinking my Johnny, too.
Hallelujah. Been there quite a few times.
No glory to the King. But see, what we have to do is we have to have our mind centered and focused to think like Yah. Just when you want to lean to your own understanding on something, you always have the opportunity to go back to the book. See what it says. I always tell people all the time. I say, first of all, if there's something that you have a question about, rather than surmising and using selective deduction and all this other reasoning in other places. Listen. Go and see what Yah says first.
Amen.
Because, I mean, the order of seeking first the kingdom of Yah and his
righteousness.
Not your own righteousness. Don't tell me that we don't have the ability to have our own righteousness because we have too many warnings in the book.
Yes.
That tell us not to be having our own righteousness. So don't tell me we can't creep it in.
Yes, sir.
And it can't just come in. Listen, the greatest deceiver that has ever walked the face of planet Earth is that person you look at in the mirror every morning.
Amen. Come on, sir.
It is.
Yes, sir.
So when it says you seek ye first the kingdom of Yah and his righteousness, then he says, and then all these things will be added to you. Everything that you thought, and mind you, he's not going to add it to you. Can you imagine? Can you imagine how many people have asked Yah to win the lottery? Why? So you could damn your soul?
Because
once you won that lottery, hey, you don't need Yah no more. So why would he give you the lottery, knowing good and damn well that you would have a form of godliness, and then for the rest of your life you'll be denying him?
Yes.
That's why he says, when you ask, you ask amiss so that you may consume it on your own lust.
Yes.
Well, passing down, he did say, asking you shall receive and seek yourself out. Yeah, but you hadn't read the rest of the book. When you ask according to his will.
His will.
Come on, sir.
And he goes back to seeking the kingdom of Yah
first.
Now, I'll tell you one thing. We hot and heavy up here straight. Well, I can tell you that right now. You can tell that there's a lot of things that have changed on straightway because, first of all, a lot of things ain't been here. You know, we had the ice storm and all this stuff. But there's been a great change going on in straightway. McNabb came in here tonight and said, that's a peaceful house, beautiful house. Beautiful house. I told you, man, when I say something, I'm not just sitting up here bumping my gums and flapping my lips. I know that we have one life to live. And there's one thing in this universe you will never, ever, ever be able to get back. And that's time. You'll never be able to get time back again. So there ain't no need to sit up here having regrets. How many of you waste time on a daily basis? Doing nothing but a bunch of foolishness and frivolity. Wasting time, precious time that you could be developing yourself. You could make yourself more honorable. You could be doing so much for the kingdom of Yah, but instead you make a bunch of excuses.
Yes, sir.
And then you got the next generation coming behind us waiting to be poured into. Waiting to be poured into because you don't have time. Nobody had time for you. You don't have time for nobody else. And that's the one thing I made sure. I have made sure that I have made myself an example for the next generation. And I hope that both the Holy Spirit, by the power of Yah, that they have taken this proverbial horn, blew by the horn, learned from it, ran from it, and I put the same spirit, just like Elijah did with Elisha. What did me place it in them? I can't give it. But I tell you what, if you see me go up, that's what he says. I'm telling you right now, I'm not trying to make none of these young men in the ministry out of nobody to be a mentor to them, but nobody but just like me. Follow me as I follow Messiah. Because
yes,
I have the drive, the self-determination, the self-will, I promise the spirituality.
Yes, sir.
All of it.
Yes, you do.
Pastor, now I'll go back on vacation. I'll go back to Mexico. I can promise you that. Y'all have to understand, we have this little lot of time, though. And then if the Father, if Yahshua decides to, well, he can't even, he don't even know the time. Only the Father knows the time. And if he turns around and says, well, maybe 40 years from now. You know how many children can be born 40 years from now? By 40 years? 20 years, man, but adult children.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I mean?
It's a generation.
And somebody's got to be the example. I ain't talking about talking exactly. We got enough talk.
Yeah.
We got very, what does the book say? Blessed are not the hearers. There's a lot of hearing, isn't it?
Yes.
But the
doers.
And we got very little of that. Got a lot of talking and a lot of hearing. We ain't got too much doing. What I call amen corner, dude. I thought I was amen corner here by now. Huh? Mm-hmm. Did the chat freeze? See what I mean?
So,
this type of stuff, man, that I'm telling you, that will keep us on the cutting edge of spirituality, get us right, especially when you are clothed and in your right mind.
Yes, sir.
So we have to be very careful about when we're asserting our opinions on something, is it y'all's opinion? Or did it something originate from your own heart and you're trying to make people believe that it's y'all? Hey, it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living Elohim. It really is. It really truly is. So you can't, we can't be going out there trying to establish our own holiness and our own righteousness. We can't. It's got to be His.
Yes, sir.
And all our righteousness is of Him.
Yes.
Glory to the King.
Glory.
So, yeah, I had that question, what that statement made to me quite a few times over the years. But there was actually a brother here on the land that asked, did I say his name already? There was a brother here on land that asked me about the alcohol part. The alcohol thing. I said, brother, same thing. Y'all never moved the tree. You ever see these damn lying-ass pictures that these Europeans put up on Facebook when they show, first of all, they show the tree, they show an apple, they show a white Eve,
yep,
and they show a snake without legs.
True.
Ah, that's good.
That's true. Who in the hell said it was an apple?
Right, right.
The book don't say it's an apple.
No, right, right.
Who in the hell said that it was a snake without legs?
Right, right.
The serpent had legs.
Right.
That's why you get cursed right. To close down on the damn ground in you. Man, don't get me started up in here.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fairy tale from one end to the next, to the next, to the next. And I don't tell you, how do you get this? Well, pass it out, nobody thinks like you. How do you get this mindset? Let this mind be in you. Which was also in Yahshua Messiah.
Yes.
You can't be, all you have to do is just divest yourself of what you call your mind.
Yeah.
When you're going to start the death process.
Yes.
He got the greatest mind that's ever been.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Yep.
Good.
Amen.
Bless all y'all. Bless all y'all pastors and elders and teachers and deacons and brothers and sisters, all y'all, especially the little children.
Hallelujah.
Hey, little children, if they ain't saying, they ain't telling you shit, they ain't pouring into you, just listen to Pastor Dow. We'll help you out and pray. The Most High Yah, he knows who you are.
Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
This is called provoking.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. See, already, this is a good word already.
Yes. Hallelujah.
We need to defibrillate on our minds.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Very long.
As you can tell, I'm doing pretty good.
Praise God.
I'm crazy flights, man. I got delayed twice, man. Coming back. They had a medical emergency. The plane that was supposed to be picking us up in Mexico, it took off from Atlanta, got about 15 minutes in there, turned around and went back because they had a medical emergency. They just tell you that. You don't know if it's a medical emergency.
Right, right.
They done come created to tell you any damn thing.
Yes.
One person says something can't be verified, but because you work for the airlines, now everybody's repeating the same thing. How many times have we done that in Israel?
Oh.
And don't the book teaches you prove all things?
Yes.
And what have you proven?
Damn.
And hold fast to that which is good. No, you just repeated what somebody else said, and you regurgitate what they said, and then when somebody call you and check you, you know, you got to start speaking in tongues.
Good.
And you didn't verify it. Why don't they? Years and years and years ago. If you don't believe me, go back and see how I started preaching. I never ever used PowerPoint. Never used PowerPoint.
That's
not true. You've been through all this maturation. I started using PowerPoint just for your sake. Because I know that me and you ain't reading your Bible on a daily basis. I can look at you and tell you ain't reading it. I can talk to you and I hear the way you speak. You ain't reading your book.
Come on. Mm.
You ain't fasting. You ain't praying. You ain't seeking y'all because you're too full of flesh. Too much hell going on. If you were spending all that time with y'all, you know how much of peace you would be?
Yes. So true. That's too soon.
I was in Walmart the other day. Who was with me in Walmart the other day? I think it could have been either Nelly or Selena. One was in a, this is before I went on the trip.
Yes, sir.
All of a sudden, this guy, he's sitting there in his wheelchair. The other guy, he looked at me and said, hey, ain't you a preacher? He said, can you come pray for him? I sit there and I, what do you need prayer for? I listen and listen. And listen, why am I listening? Because I'm trying to determine if I should lay hands on him and pray for him.
Yes, sir.
Oh, don't the book say, lay hands, no, don't lay no hands suddenly on no man, unless you be a partaker.
Yes.
Let me see, showing you that as a transfer is possible, right? So, no, I believe in guarding my heart with all feeling. Hell no, I don't believe in touching people to the sky. So I'm listening very close to see if I want to.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Very true.
Did I say something wrong?
No, no. Word.
Word. And what I'm speaking about tonight is this is how you know that man should not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceed forth out of the mouth of God. This is how you know that.
It is hallelujah.
Deacon Savage said, straight book. Yeah, like Mike Rich would say, we coming right down the middle.
That's right. Yes.
Coming right down the middle.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Hell. I'm ready to reset. You remember when I used to just preach whole sermons and quote chapter and verse, chapter and verse. I remember going back and listening to a sermon like that. It made me upset. I'm like, what are you doing that for? There wasn't no chapters and verses, though. I learned it from, right? I learned it from my college church.
Yes, sir.
So you learn that, and you got to get that residue off of you. Hear about them. All you got to do is say the word.
Yes.
Just say the word. The devil knows the word when you say it.
Yeah.
The devil, I'm telling you, the devil, not only do he know the word to say, but he also know who you are.
Mm.
Yes, he does.
Mm. Wow.
Oh, yes, he does, too. The devil knows them that are his.
Come on,
he does. He knows them that belong to the Messiah. He personally got them. It is. That goes along the line, don't ever let your own lips praise you, but let another man's lips do it. Glory to the King.
Glory.
And man, I tell you, man, of course, and Mother Carol, she's a beautiful woman, man. Mother Carol, man, she old too, man. Of course, I'm older than she is, but she's old. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Mother Carol, man, she's still trucking along, man.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think there's a sister in this ministry that can outwork her. Still right now, to this day. I think that it could be something that could come close or either rival it, but I don't think that, I don't know a sister in this ministry that can outwork Mother Carol. Nope. And I'm not talking about on a one-time basis either. I'm talking about consistently.
That is.
Hallelujah. That means that's there to provoke you.
That's right.
And that's a good provoking.
That's right.
Good
works.
Hallelujah. Go ahead, teach. He's going to power that provoke you to good works.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I mean, after all, I mean, you got to have somebody. We see people in the book. We obviously can all use them as our mentors.
Right.
Is that right?
That's right.
We can. For real, we can. But we don't physically know them.
Right.
That's why Yah said in his word, know them that labor among you.
Mm-hmm.
You ought to know them. Know the ones that fit the bill. You don't have to worry about if David is here or Moses is here or Elijah here or Isaiah is here. Or you don't even know Paul here, or James, or John. And they're all here because we have the same spirit.
That's right. That's good. Come on, Chef. Hallelujah. Come on.
That's why I can say with confidence, you can follow me as I follow Messiah. And I say that with all humility.
Yes.
I know you can follow me as I follow Messiah because it ain't going to do nothing but go well for you. You almost guaranteed eternal life.
Oh, hallelujah.
Not because I give it. I ain't got no eternal life to give nobody. I can tell you right now, I ain't going nowhere concerning the servant. The King, you can forget it.
Hallelujah.
We on the cutting edge.
Yes, sir.
And Paul said the same thing, didn't he? So why is it that Paul can say it this day, but we can't say it another day?
Come on.
Follow me
yep. As
I follow Messiah. Right. Now you have conditions.
Right.
Lay it out clear. You have parameters. Lay it out clear. In other words, if I'm not following Messiah, don't follow me.
Right.
But if I am, follow me. Why? As you have an example.
Yeah.
As I follow my life.
Yes, sir.
Man, you can't get no better than that.
No, here
you can't get no better than that.
That's it.
If you're going to be a better, if you're going to be a good man, you can't surround yourself by crappy men.
True, come on.
If you're going to be an excellent man, you got to find somebody excellent.
True, yeah.
If you're going to be a wise man, you can't hang around fools.
That's
not true. You can't. That's illogical. Yeah. It makes no sense.
Yes, sir.
I heard Pastor Muir, when I was down there, he said that Elder Rob, because you know Elder Rob is just great on the football field. He says usually people do inside moves, but he would do outside moves and sack the quarterback. He said that's great.
Yes, sir.
When they go places. Everybody know Pastor. They know Elder Robert. Nobody knows Pastor Muir. They can tell he played something as big as he is, though.
Right, yeah.
They get, oh, yeah, no doubt you played. You had to play.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't want to talk to him. They want to talk to Elder Rob.
Right.
And Pastor Muir's like, hey, what'd you do?
Yeah.
Shoot. You see all that greatness, man?
True.
Well, you just honor the greatness, man. What's up? He ain't got no envy in him, no jealousy in him.
Praise God.
What am I supposed to do? I'm glad to know you, brother.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And you know one thing about this about Pastor Muir, man, they don't mind at all, man. Him and Elder Kabir and all them, man, and they don't mind at all, man. If they see something good in you, they don't mind shouting it to the rooftop.
Hallelujah.
They don't mind shouting it to the rooftop at all.
Hallelujah.
That's another thing. That men are they so envious and so jealous today, man. They hold in reserve. Remember I told you, brother, before I left here, I said, you got so many dang people in the grave. Everybody want to cry at the funeral and they cry at the grave. It's like, give us our damn flowers right now. Because
yeah,
the flowers don't mean nothing when we in the damn grave. We can't hit shit.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, the dead know nothing.
Right. on, sir. Come on, sir.
Oh, man.
Yes, sir.
Real. Jesus is real to me. Oh, yeah. Give me the victory. So many people doubt him.
Hey!
But I can't live without him.
Hey!
That is how I love him so, because he's so real to me.
Hallelujah!
Real.
Oh!
Real. Jesus is real to me. Man, I'm so finished.
Man, that's in the archive. You don't never know what's in the archive.
The Holy Spirit just bring up the Rolodex.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
That's right.
Yep.
Yeah, that's right.
Now, you ever seen one of those old jukeboxes, man? You put the money in, and the records will roll around, and it'll fold out.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, man, I got so many songs down here. You ask me, I don't know. They'll just come up.
Yes.
Glory to the King.
Glory.
Anyway, man, but hey, the biggest deal with it, correction and reproofs are the way of life.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And if you start taking them any other way,
yes,
then you're no longer walking in life, but in death.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all me go back to Mexico?
No, sir.
I can go back to Mexico and get recharged, man. But now we're trying to keep us on point, Israel.
Yes,
all right, keep us on point. Now, I do have a grievance that I need to file here with the court of public opinion in Israel. How long have I been putting out that the Passover is coming up? How many weeks have I been putting out about the Passover? I know I've been doing it well over a month. And how many times we done this thing before? If I'm putting out when Passover is,
right.
If you are the head of communities,
yeah.
Head of fellowships,
mm-hmm.
Automatically you should be the first one calling in.
Yes,
why should you be the first one calling in? Because some of you have hosted events before. Maybe you forgot. And if you ever hosted events before, you know how much of a logistical nightmare it is to get the food right.
Yes, sir.
To get the numbers right. To get all the logistics right. To make sure you have everything there to accommodate, because you don't want to overaccommodate, because remember, you don't want waste.
Right. Sure.
Because remember, Joshua, what he did with the fish, leave nothing over.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We don't waste in Israel.
That's good. Yes, sir. That's right.
Hey, come blog talk last night. There was only 81 people that's done called in. Not one community.
Mm-hmm.
Not one community. Now, these are communities that normally will host events and stuff. I expect your numbers to be in first and foremost, because half of the ministry that actually come to, you know how many people that don't even get to come to the feast days because the people in the community and the people in the homestead, they get first seats?
Come on, brother.
400 to 500-something people are all the people that live on communities and homesteads.
Yes.
The rest of them are people that live outside of the ministry.
Right.
And they get invited here. There's always a waiting list.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I got you that come to all these feast days, and I can't even get y'all to comply. You act like, I mean, all this death procrastination is literally killing the spirit. This slow, apathetic, lethargic spirit. And not being obedient and being prompt is just sad and is sorry. And if I can't get my leaders to see y'all afar off, how the hell you expect to get all the saints to see? You can't get them to see.
Yeah.
is hypocritical at best, extreme hypocritical. If you ever hosted an event, you already know how important it is to know how many people are coming. It could adjust between now and then. One or two people, or maybe three or four people. With that, you can always call back and let us know, because then we can actually take off the back end. See what I'm talking about? This is what I'm talking about. This is why we got to be reset, because there's something wrong with us. There's something spiritually lazy with us.
Yep. Uh-huh.
See, we've hosted events. We know what it means to host the Israelites. Love the Israelites coming. I remember one time, you remember that one time in the feast we ran out of food one time during the meal and I raised teetotal hell. I said, it's a feast. And we ran out of food. You got to be, you. I said a bunch of other words too. I'm upset at that one big time. Now people think that I'm upset at the people that I depended on. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
Because can we do this?
Yes.
So one of the first miracles that Yahshua did was at a wedding at Cana. He's there at Cana. He's having a good time.
Mm-hmm.
They got pots, water pots, full of wine. They served the good wine first. The crappy wine lasts because everybody's getting full. And when they drank wine back then, it was a cup for everything. We just got finished dancing. Give me a cup. We just got finished having a scripture. Give me a cup. We just got finished toasting the bride and the groom. Give me a cup. Hey, a new hour. Give me a cup. You just got to know the history of Israelites. Most of you don't know because you won't read Josephus. You won't read Eusebius or Philo. You won't read none of these historical books because you're too busy doing nothing. Yeah, I do mean to insult you. Y'all think I got all these books? I got bookshelves in almost every room in this house. And it ain't for window dressing either. Y'all ain't never seen a house where so many books, though, have you?
No.
Books everywhere. You go in the living room books, my bedroom books. You go in here, all this office stuff. The office is mostly books.
Yes, sir. Yep.
This is my internet.
That's right.
Yeah, y'all got your numbers in, but you didn't get them in when I called for them a couple of weeks ago. See, that's another thing. We done did it. We got them in, but we got them in yesterday. We got them in last night. Why don't you just get the numbers in when I ask for them? If I'm telling you, you didn't ask, how many times did I do? Do I have to literally take you by the hand like a little child and lead you? When you done this rodeo, how many times y'all been to the feast days? Some things shouldn't have to be said.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It's already understood.
Yes, sir.
So Yahshua did a wedding at Canaan. And when he did a wedding at Canaan, all of a sudden there was a big roar, an uproar. Yahshua kept telling people over and over again, my time is not yet. 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 Here come mama.
Yep.
Sons, mom. Ma, son, because you have to understand, this is a great insult to run out of wine at an Israelite wedding.
Right.
Most of you people don't even know what it is. You're so used to being insulted or seeing insults, we've become totally impervious to it. It don't even mean nothing. As a matter of fact, it don't even disturb us anymore. You understand what I mean? Nothing impacts us anymore. We have become almost a nation without feeling. The things we should be convicted by that would literally cause us to be on the middle of the field throwing grass on top of our head repenting.
Come on.
We just wipe them off like ain't nothing ever happened and go on.
Wow.
But that's a great insult in that day
right.
to set up and run out of wine. Why? yet it's still the scriptures tell us that's one that's his first miracle. First miracle. Great miracle. And you know what Yahshua had to do, right? You know what Yahshua had to do, right?
Yes.
See, what we all miss about the king, and we don't really truly pay attention to it, but when Yahshua was here walking on this earth, you've got to know how the apostles and everybody understood him when he came. This is Yahweh Elohim in the flesh. Yet, he put on the form of flesh. He divested himself of all power. You know what he did? He was, by doing that, he's like, listen, if I'm going to tell you to have faith, I'm going to have faith. If I'm going to tell you to believe, I've got to believe. He got honor from the Father because he trusted the Father.
Yes.
Oh, hey. Before we continue on here, let's go over to Philippians chapter 2. Philippians. Y'all hear me right quick? There's never, ever been nobody like the king and never will be.
Hallelujah.
But the one thing that the king does, that's why I love him so much, he took away all of our damn excuses.
Yes.
He took away all of our excuses.
Yes, sir.
See, we think because he was Jesus, y'all, you follow me? Oh, he automatically had him. No, he had to have faith, too.
Yes, sir.
He had to trust and believe in the Father, too.
Amen.
Come on, teacher. Come on, Philippians chapter 2, verse 5. Come on.
Let this mind be in you.
The word let means allow. This mind. And most of you, you too busy, you so full of yourself that y'all ain't got no room to get in there.
Come on.
Well, what kind of preaching is this? Preach the word. Be instant. In season, out of season. Reprove. Rebuke. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
And do this with all long suffering. So I'm the one that's suffering here tonight.
Yes,
you think you so I'm the one suffering.
Yes,
you were just hearing, but I'm suffering.
Yes, sir.
And I gotta get this burden off my back.
Been suffering long.
Been suffering long. And you think you suffering because you hear these words. I'm the one that's suffering. I'm the one that's gotta do the reproving and rebuking.
Come on.
You ever had an ass whooping by your dad? He said, your son's going to hurt me more than hurt you? You won't know that unless until you've been a father.
Yes.
You'll never understand it until you're a father.
Wow. Yes,
then you have a son, and you got to tie some fire to him. Because you're always kind of reluctant to want to pop him, but you know you got to do it.
Yes.
Because if you don't do it, you're going
to
raise a hell again.
Yeah.
Never mind.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
I'm talking to them that know the law.
Yes, sir.
But he says, allow this mind to be in you, which was also in the Messiah, Yahshua.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Now, here you go. Everybody always got these stupid-ass debates on is he Yah or not? Is he Elohim or not? Listen, first of all, it's not even given unto you to know. Because 90% of you that listen, even on this broadcast, you ain't never had a baptism of the Holy Spirit, so you don't know anyway.
Mm.
Hey, you remember old Richard Flavin? I seen a video of him mocking y'all the other day, making fun of him. So, yeah, I should have had Israel pull that one up. He says, boy, imagine if you were y'all. You spent 5,000 years, and you done basically done failed at what you did. I bet he's knocking back McCallans. Scott.
If I was y'all.
Go ahead, teach. What did he say?
If I was y'all, I would be a drunk.
You hear that? Now, what did the book say? That day shall not come except that come of what? Falling away first. Now you got Eric Robinson out there. Not only did the priest get his head covered, and the Sabbath day, and Christmas, now he's against polygyny. So she preaching. She preaching hard out there, man. Boy, that big old disfigured harpoon of a whale is preaching.
Got his nuts.
She preaching, boy. He preaching, boy. That Satan done in the end and got that, boy. Woo! She preaching. Uh-oh. That's why the wicked flee. When no man pursue, but the righteous are bold as a lamb. She preaching. She, everything she want to preach, she preaching. And that day shall not come, except they come a falling away first. But not only that, but the blind.
Lead the blind.
Lead the blind. And then how many people going to run over all the misfits, mm-hmm. all the disobedient, all the rebellious, all the core of Dathan and the Abiram's? And they're both going to fall into the ditch. And they become leaders of the blind. Mm-hmm. Philippians 2:6, back to Yahshua.
Who, being in the form of Yah.
Stop! And then you ask the question, well, if Jesus is praying to Yah, then is he Yah? Yes, he's Yah.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
See, you people, the problem with y'all is what the book says. You're too busy trying to bring the image of Yah down to the image like corruptible man and four-footed beast. You think that y'all can only be whatever the concept
right.
of your mind
Come on.
Can accumulate.
Come on.
That's the problem.
That's the problem. That's it, sir. That's it.
First of all, number one, y'all is a spirit.
That's right. Come on, sir.
That's right. In other words, David said, if I make my bed in hell, guess who's there?
Right. Yeah.
He's there. I don't care where you go, he's there.
Yes, sir.
Y'all's here right
Always.
Now.
Always.
He's also in hell right now.
Yes.
But he's also ruling in all the glory right now. Right now.
Yes.
He encompasses the whole universe. Right now. That's why you can pray, I can pray, he can come.
Oh,
he's still here. Every single one of us. But the one thing he don't do is hit a prayer center.
Come on, sir.
Come on.
Come on,
don't you sit up there and try to define y'all and put him into your little box.
Right. That's the problem. Truth. That's
if y'all right. wanted to make himself a body, he can do that.
Yes,
sir.
That's right.
And still rule the universe.
Hallelujah.
See, they don't spirituality none of these folks.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and he, here's the writer bringing up, who being in the form
yeah,
of
right.
Yah. We know that Yah is an image of a man.
Come on.
Because Yah is a man.
Yes.
Uh-oh.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Uh-oh. Who being in the form of Yah, Yahshua, what he do?
Thought it not robbery.
To be what?
To be equal with Yah.
Now, you know, ain't not a one of them, one of us can ever say we equal with Yah.
Nope.
Satan tried this shit. Got him cast right out of glory.
Yeah.
He said, I'm going to be the light, bullshit. You'll never be like.
Amen.
Are you following me?
Yes,
no, we can conform to his image, but we'll never be him.
That's right. No, sir. This is good.
That's why I don't understand how people have all this struggle nowadays. If y'all wanted to make a body, put a spirit inside that body,
mm-hmm.
what's it do you?
Come on.
You better believe.
Yes.
Y'all chewing the same one. Is in that body.
Yes.
Said breath, spirit,
yes, sir.
Life coming out of them. My words are spirit
and
their life.
Yes, sir.
If you don't believe that I am he,
right.
you will die in your sin.
Come on, fruit. Come on.
Go ahead on. What's your bad job? I'm going to tell you what I believe.
I believe.
And I have not seen yet I believe. Word.
Goodness.
Bless.
The question is, do you believe?
Right, sir. Right.
Man.
Come on.
Come on.
Good word, still.
I bet y'all missed blog talk, don't you?
Yeah,
we missed it. Shoot. I tell people all the time, Sabbath message begin on blog talk.
That's right. I mean, that's the truth.
We get a little bonus come Saturday morning.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Praise God.
There will be so many people just going to die in their sins because they simply don't believe.
True.
I mean, it, you can't make it no more plainer than what we're reading right here. But then in verse 7.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
made himself of no reputation.
Peter going out blasting, look, I'm the one that made all this. I'm the king of glory. I hung the earth on nothing. I made you. I know what you're going to do before you even do it. You know, he didn't go around and make no reputation of himself.
No.
But what did he do?
And took upon him the form of a servant.
That's one thing that y'all can't do. You can't serve. One reason I know you can't serve, he's too damn lazy to serve.
Come on, see.
I'm telling you, man.
Good word.
We still talking about the wedding in Canaan.
Come on.
I ain't forgot.
Yes, sir.
But we got to define who this Yahshua is.
Yes, sir.
Come on.
And was made in the likeness of men.
You hear that?
Yes, sir.
He was made in the likeness of who?
Men.
Now watch this. He really, boy, this gets better. First eight.
And being found in fashion as a man.
You hear that?
Yes, sir.
Number five.
Yes, sir.
Salvation.
Yes, sir.
Yah is salvation.
Yes, sir.
Yahshua.
Yes,
means salvation.
Yes, sir.
Yah is salvation.
Yeah.
Is there a Savior beside me? Woo! I know not any. Am he that blotted out all your transgressions.
Hallelujah.
Don't get me started. Don't get me started.
Yes.
Woo.
Amen.
Jesus.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's right.
We're going to find out if we believe in vain or not when it's all said and done.
Good Lord.
If their reckoning is coming, we're going to find out one thing. I know one thing. I'm willing to go to the grave of what I believe.
That's right. Hallelujah.
And I'm going that way too.
Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
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 We need a next generation coming behind us to be more passionate,
yes, sir,
than what we are.
Yes,
because it's going to take that to get through this great tribulation.
Oh,
it's going to take it. It's going to take more than what's being produced today. We some lazy-ass people today,
yes,
I'm
sir.
Telling you.
Yes,
we spiritually lazy, naturally lazy, physically lazy. We lazy as shit.
Yes, sir.
But being found in the fashion as a man, what did he do?
He humbled himself.
Now you stop right there. But can you imagine? He's the creator of the universe. He turns around and put on his earth suit. Being fashioned out the form of a man, he humbled himself. You hear that?
Yes, sir.
And what else did he do while he humbled himself?
Became obedient unto death.
Because when sin entered into the world, death came by one man, Adam. And he turned around in order to redeem us.
Come on.
Experience the same death.
Yeah.
So when he says, look, I can lay down my life and I can pick it up anytime I want to, only one can do that.
Only one.
Only one can do that.
Only one.
Only one can do that.
Yes.
By one man sin, all died. By one man righteousness, all live to eternal life that believe in him.
Hallelujah.
He is the creator of the universe, submit himself to his creation and
wow.
Satan.
Wow.
To redeem us.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
A wicked-ass people.
Wicked-ass people.
A disobedient and gang-slinging ass people.
Yes.
That's how much, don't tell me what it says, Yahweh, I know what love is.
Yes.
We seen love when we seen Yahshua and Bell over the tree.
Yes.
That's how you know love, Yah's love.
Yes.
You know Yah's love.
Yes, hallelujah.
Ain't no one like our Yah.
That's right, man. That's right. Oh, man.
He came obedient unto death, even to what?
Even the death of the tree.
Can you imagine who you are? You going to sit here and literally get your flesh. And mind you,
gosh.
He didn't take no shortcuts.
No, sir.
Y'all understand it, right?
Yes, sir.
The creator of the universe spirit is in this body.
Yes.
Like now that we're born again. And now his spirit is within us.
Yes, sir.
He didn't take no shortcuts. He felt every pain.
Yes, sir.
Every whip, every lash, every thorn. Are you following? He felt every bit of it. I mean, he took the zenith to the point that all the eyewitnesses back then said you couldn't even tell it was a figure of a man. We'd all died and gave up the ghost a long time ago. That's God giving his all. Giving his all.
Hold it out.
Huh? That, I mean, there will never, ever, ever be another one like Yahshua.
Amen.
That's why when it's all said and done, and I saw one sitting on the throne.
What?
See that at the right hand. That means power.
Yeah.
You can't comprehend God. He's a spirit.
Yeah.
But even before all this, y'all had already made himself a body.
Hallelujah.
He's a spirit.
Yeah.
He had to veil himself.
Yeah.
He can't sit down and talk with Moses.
Come on.
Without veiling himself,
true.
Moses would have died.
Yep.
Never mind.
Okay. Preach, yeah.
Oh. Verse 9.
Wherefore Yah also has highly exalted him.
Now, wait a minute. See, Satan wanted his highly exalted, but he didn't get it. But he did highly exalt him. And what did he do?
And gave him a name.
Gave him a what?
A name.
A name what?
Come on.
Which is above
the above
every name.
Now, I don't give a damn about these people taking issue with the name of Jesus. Because they can kiss my black ass.
That's right.
I'm telling you.
That's right.
There wasn't no J's. There wasn't no damn English. When Yahshua was walking this earth, there was no damn English.
Amen.
All you illiterate, so-called self-educated imps have no understanding at all. But at the name.
At the name of Messiah, every knee.
Jesus, right. Yahshua.
Goodbye. Of things in heaven, things in earth, and things under the earth.
You hear that?
Yes,
everywhere.
Everywhere.
Above,
yes,
beneath,
yes.
Earth.
Yes, yes.
Come on.
And that every tongue should confess that Messiah is master to the glory of Yah, the Father.
So Yahshua is the master. Yahshua Messiah is the master to the glory. To the glory of the invisible Yah. The invisible Yah. To the glory of who? The Father.
Father.
Yes.
So if he made of himself no reputation and he humbled himself, the flesh is always going to be submitted to the spirit. Is that making any sense?
Yes, sir.
I mean, the flesh is always going to be submitted to the spirit, to the spirit man.
Hallelujah.
Because ain't no flesh going to glory in his presence.
Come on. Amen.
Wow. You got stuff just jumps out, man. He just just that word, that word.
Yes,
just that word, man.
Yes, sir.
I love it.
Yes,
I love it, man. I can sit there and drink to this fountain all day long and never thirst.
Praise God.
I ain't get full. Y'all getting full?
Yes, sir.
I ain't get my feel, man, and still be hungry.
Hallelujah.
So watch this. So we go back to the wedding of Cana. All right? Mama time ain't yet. Son, you know, this is a great indignity, and it's justice, right? We got to get paid. Yahshua goes in there, and guess what he does? He prays to who? The Father.
Yes, sir.
He came obedient. He had to humble himself. That's why I keep trying to tell you, man. Yah didn't make this thing to be a two-faced hypocrite. Whatever he expects out of us, he's already done it himself. He's
True balance, I promise you that. Nothing personal. I love you enough
to tell you the truth. Everybody else hates you.
That is.
See what I'm talking about? So yeah, I'm gonna be riding y'all like a Shetland pony. Should be glad he got a Shetland pony. The mother was too tall for me to get on top of. They break my leg trying to get up in them stirrups, man, and try to jump up there on top of it. Can you imagine trying to get down and get your foot caught in one of them stirrups, man? You bang your head against the ground. Oh, glory.
Hallelujah.
But Israel, man, come on, y'all. We got to do better, man. We got, I'm telling you, my expectation and my bar, I don't raise it way back up. Way back up. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise
God. We're going to get there.
Yes, we will.
Hallelujah. We definitely going to get there.
Yes, sir, sir.
The righteous rejoicing. The wicked mourning. I promise you that. That's what they doing on this.
Mm.
All right. So, here we go. Glory to the King. So, check this out. I had Elder Kabir send me a video, and yet he was joking with me. And I didn't get it as a joke because I heard, like, the first 3 or 4 minutes. I stopped. I picked up the phone and called, and I said, he's talking what I've been trying to preach in Israel for the last 25, 30 years. This is the first time I ever heard a so-called Jew. He's actually going to give you everything I've been trying to teach y'all. He is literally going to say it, but in his own fashion for his own people. So if you can't believe what Pastor Dowell is saying, then maybe you'll believe what the heathen is saying. Y'all just heard what I said, right? If you can't believe what I'm saying, maybe you'll hear this heathen, and then you'll become believers. So listen very closely. We're going to stop at different time points and different time steps. And you have to understand, these people, while they're not the people of the book, yet they're wise in this world.
Yes, sir.
They are. Yep. I'm going to say it again. I'm going to say it again. I have been trying to teach us this for so many years, but yet only a few of y'all have ears to hear. The rest of y'all, you're full of your sorry-ass self and your sorry-ass opinions. You know, my son, Elder Mitchell, I told him, I said, son, man, first of all, he told me, just tell me what to do. When he first came around, I ain't telling you nothing. Tell him what to do. I did tell him why I didn't tell him. Does that make sense? He'll tell you. I told him why I didn't tell him. And he figured it out. This man up there with the help of the other brother and his helpers in the ministry, man, they have got 80-something acres of land. Wait a minute, they bought some other 42, so that's another 4-6. 90-something acres of land they got up there. And they got a couple of businesses that their businesses and just sustains the whole plan. We talking about two successful brothers with him and Teacher Greg out in the world. That's what the world calls successful. When you make it 80, 90, 100, 120K a year, they call you successful. But you're a slave to that success, though. They want your ass. Nigga and firstborn, too. You're going to spend time because you're going to pay for that dollar. You understand what I mean? When you go out there and work for that dollar, you're going to pay for it, man. You're going to pay a lot of money for it. But these are brothers in the ministry that show you what it means to walk in obedience. They really ain't need my help on nothing. Have I always been there for them? Yeah. I remember one time, the old minister came to me and said, Pastor, I need $60,000. No big deal, son. He said, I'll be back in a few days and get right back to you. Guess what he did? He's back in a few days, son. You ain't got to rush all the way. He's driving from Tennessee all the way down to Texas, then all the way back again. Son, I know you good for your word. You ain't got to sell anything. You ain't gotta sell it, man. You can. Well, next time I see you, you can give it to me. You ain't gotta give. Nope, gotta give it to you now.
Amen.
You understand what I mean? Men of integrity, men of honor, men that will get out there, bust their ass, and create wealth out of nothing. What do you think I did with these communities? Pastor Dow started with double goose eggs. You get it? Now we got all these communities nowadays. The majority of these communities didn't start off with double goose eggs or nothing.
That's true.
They started off because Straightway helped them.
Yeah.
Which is fine. We're supposed to be helping one to another in the fear of God. You still got to get an accounting of damn stewardship, though.
Yes, very much so.
Yeah, you heard what he said?
Yes, sir.
But, man, for them, you have to understand, they did like everybody else did. They sold everybody. They, unique brothers, too. I'm talking about Elder Mitchell, Teacher Greg, and Deacon Gorman. Man, they turned around and they took their own money and resources and would fund the fellowship hall and the food for Sabbaths. They would help the saints out any way they could. They literally sacrificed themselves and gave all. They did it.
True.
Now they're blessed. They got a trucking company, got a concrete company. They got resources and funds coming in from multiple income coming in from different places, all because of their work ethic.
Hallelujah.
Not for real. He actually told you, no, you don't need to be up here with me. You need to go down there with Pastor Dow. Didn't he tell you that? You need to be a your spirit, you need to be with Pastor Dow. He's always, him and his family, always in my mind about getting them on this community. That's why, that's another reason why I said, Straightway ain't going nowhere this year. We're going to be right here pouring into the hood.
Yes.
You're going to watch us prosper, too. Well, I got, the Israelites need to be here. Where the Spirit of Yah is.
Yes.
But these brothers on fire.
Ooh, yeah.
So watch this. Watch this so-called Jew. Y'all listen real close. What's getting ready to be said? If you can't hear from me, maybe you hear from this damn heathen. Because he's going to tell you the same thing I've been saying. That's why I'm going to stop it every once in a while. Go ahead and play, Brother Israel.
Today I'm going to be discussing the Jewish circular economy. A lot of people have said that Jewish people are good at business. Now, instead of me calling this anti-Semitism, I'm going to double down and say, heck yeah, we're good at business. Let me teach you some of the secrets that we've accumulated over the past 3,000 years, this being one of the biggest secrets that we have.
Now, most of y'all already done went over your head what he already done said. And I'm going to tell you what you missed, y'all. You heard about being good for over 3,000 years. But you missed what he said, where most people accuse us of being anti-Semitism. Heck yeah, we're good at Jewish, at our own business. What he just got finished telling you? We're anti-Semitism. And it's the same thing I've been telling y'all all this time. How many times have y'all ever heard me? How many times have y'all ever heard me? Damn, Israel, we got to get our head out our ass. There's something wrong with it. We need to start making our own dollars circulate within our own communities. You have to understand, I've never heard this man speak before. You go back 10, 5, 10, 15, 20 years, I've been talking the same way all this time.
Yep.
Where I get it from? The Economic Book of the Law. Listen to what he says real closely. Maybe going to give y'all some wisdom. Come on.
You're going to want to stay until the very end of this video, because that's when it's going to all start to make sense, and you're going to be able to apply this not only to yourself, but your community and everybody around you. My name is Beryl Solomon. If this is your first time on my page, please hit the subscribe button. Please leave me a like. Please leave me a comment so that we can be connected more often. Let's jump in. The Jewish circular economy. Let me explain to you how this works. So there's a few core businesses that Jewish people are involved in. Let me first explain to you what type of businesses we go into. So one is, it's a business that has to make a lot of money. To be Jewish, it's expensive. I myself, thank God, have five kids, and hope we all have more than five more. It's expensive. Oh!
Anybody missed that? Anybody missed that? He said he had five goats. And hopefully going to have plenty more. Five more goats. That's what the kid is. I know that he implying children. Are you following? These people don't speak like we do without knowledge. They know full well what they're saying because they're catering to a particular demographic. They're concrete in their language. They know how to shift.
Mm-hmm.
It's become so commonplace to us that shit, we don't even know. Hey, damn, kid, kid, kid. I ain't never seen a human being have a kid. I just got finished showing you one of my newborn sons. Hey, do he look like a damn kid to you? If he's a kid, why come he walk around the damn field by himself? Instead of mama carrying him, why can't he just go to mama when he wants something to eat? Never mind. Never damn mind. You see what I'm talking about? Oh, Pastor Dow. Oh, Pastor Dow, my ass. There's another reason why I can't be monetized. They say I curse too much. I told them I ain't never cursed a day in my life. Yeah, they said my mouth is too foul. I'm just throwing that in there. Brother, what is it? It is wrong. But he just said he's got five kids, so we'll say children. And he's hoping to have five more. You know he just got finished saying, right? And many more. And he said and many more. In other words, they're positioning. He just ain't talking the way you Americans love to be hearing. He just got finished letting you know they're in polygyny. If you have five, you open up five and many more. Where are many more going to come from?
From
God damn it. Well, Pastor, that's why you need to shut up and listen to me.
Yes.
So you can learn something.
Yes,
these folks are speaking in code. Watch this. Read on. I'm read on. Say, play it on.
And we need to make a lot of money. So that's number one. Whatever business we go into has to be lucrative. Number two, it has to be moral.
Stop. Don't let them pull that bullshit over you right there. It has to be moral. Because it is why they all up in Hollywood and the banks.
Right.
He going to say, well, it ain't going to be a strip club. We don't know strip clubs and stuff. What? No. Do y'all know I actually have brothers in this ministry asking me to fund them to open up a tattoo parlor? I said, are you out of your damn mind? What kind of? Needless to say, they gone.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. You know the reason why, right? They said because all the money is in tattoo parlors and in whores and in strip clubs. And I was like, I don't give a shit what that damn money is. You know, the law forbids us to take dirty money.
Yeah.
They don't know the law. The law is the money, the thumb.
Yeah.
And these are the same, I'm telling you, they're gone. The ones that made that suggestion to me, they're gone.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. That's how I know, man, you can't be dealing with people that know anything. I'm telling you, man. These people are out of their damn mind. Come on.
Ever, actually I can almost guarantee this, you will never find an Orthodox Jewish man in the strip club business. Yes, it makes a lot of money, but it is not a moral business. Let's talk about some businesses that
well,
make a lot of money.
Well, let's stop for a second. Who decides what is moral and what's not, though?
True.
Them?
No.
Come on.
estate and are moral. So let's just talk about, like, real estate, for example, okay? Let's call real estate one of the core businesses.
So
here's the circular economy. Explain. So a Jewish man gets a real estate deal. Let's call it 200 units in the Bronx, okay, somewhere, right? And
you know, 200 units in the Bronx where everybody's living like a bunch of damn cockroaches and sardines. What are they making money off of? The poor folks.
Right.
What are they making money off of?
The ghettos.
Where's the ghettos? The hidden place of the Hebrews.
Come on. Never mind, man.
Yeah, I'm with you.
You know what? Take a break here for a second, man. Let me go take a bit, man. Take a break, man.
Never mind. Join Patreon with Pastor Dallas to get all the unfiltered truth. If you like what you see, support the work of the ministry on Cash App or PayPal.
Hey, everybody need to be a hoe! Hell no! I need to be a hoe! You need to be a hoe! So peace is the only one that can make you whole. Hallelujah! Spirit, body, and soul! Hallelujah!
Be sure to tune into Blog Talk Radio with Pastor Dow. Sure to tune into the Shabbat message with Pastor Dow.
The body and the soul. You made me whole.
Head over to www.straightway.com to be connected to the Straightway Business Directory, products and services, and live feast day itinerary updates. If you want to know more about the Straightway Truth Ministry, visit www.straightway.com. Join Patreon with Pastor Dow to get all the unfiltered truth. If you like what you see, support the work of the ministry on Cash App or PayPal.
Sometimes I get up there, I can only take so much of my top stop rolling. You know what I mean?
Be sure.
A lot of times it's theatrics too, so I ain't gonna tell nobody though. You know what I mean? You gotta put emphasis, you know what I mean? Add emphasis, add it. All right, everybody back. Let me know if y'all back or not, because I'm damn so trying to do whatever I can. You know, I need to put one of these things on the wall called a defibrillator. You know, they usually are sitting on the wall. Yeah. Just don't know where to put it on that wall. Anyway. So I say, Dave Rock, Arab gas station, Chinese food store, Indian liquor store, curse the Curse of Maria.
Woo! Wow.
All right, I'm glad everybody back. Hallelujah. Israel, y'all pray for me, man, because I promise you, my love never wavers for any of y'all. I promise it doesn't. It never wavers for none of y'all. Glory to the King.
Glory.
All right, so here we go. Let's get back on this learning curve here for a second. You ain't got to go back. Just leave off where you stopped. Come on.
And he buys the deal. First of all, the deal most likely is probably coming from a Jewish broker or one of his other Jewish friends in the real estate business. So once he secures that deal, he needs to go finance that deal. So who's the first logical person for him to pick up the phone to? A Jewish friend that is in finance, right? There's Jewish people that own banks. There's Jewish mortgage brokers. There's Jewish lenders out there. He's going to pick up the phone.
Stop. You mean there's Jewish people that own all the banks?
Right.
They are the mortgage brokers.
Mm-hmm.
They own Hollywood.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And all the TV industry. I'm gonna be on track, but I'm gonna go off track here for a second. All right. So, I grew up in the era. Y'all remember break dancing? Mm-hmm. You know, we was break dancing. You know, I mean break dancing, all that stuff, right? You know, and windmilling. I tried that the other day. You know, when I say the other day, I remember when me and Gideon was up here a couple of years ago during feast days, and both of us ended up at the chiropractor. Yeah, we ended up at chiropractor big time. I was hurting my hands off. Used to be a time I used to be able to windmill and shit. I tried just to do a regular spin. That sent me to the chiropractor, brother. I couldn't breathe. I had sharp pain going. Damn shit. Every damn pain got. That's what the book said. What?
Yeah.
Please, you for luck. You don't get it? I got something for your ass. You won't learn obedience by the things that you suffer. I had a Holy Spirit ministering to me, boy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And sometimes I didn't get a thought that even in my mind. You can win me out that your
yeah.
Windmill my ass. I'm over with.
Yes, sir.
Boy, I'm telling you, man. Oh. The other day I was watching a skating video. Oh, hell, the skating ring. I was like, oh. I'm like, that was gone.
Yeah.
It's gone.
Yeah.
I said all that and forgot what I was getting ready to talk about, too. That happens, too. But it'll come back.
So you live in the air with breakdancing.
Yeah. Oh, they're breakdancing. All right. So they're breakdancing. And, of course, hold on a second. I'll play y'all one of my favorite workout tunes here for a second. I don't know if y'all will be able to hear it or not. All right. This is what one of my.
Play it too long. Copyright.
Oh, that's true. That don't make no difference. They're going to do that any damn way.
Got less than 10 seconds.
So, yeah. So, this is one of the songs I listen to all the time when I'm working out, all right? So, y'all heard that, right? Let me skip on down here a little bit more. Some of y'all can get some of the gist of it, the good part of it. I listen to that because what are you mostly hearing? Nothing.
Right.
You understand what I mean?
Yes.
So music. Oh, y'all can't hear that? Nobody heard that?
Wow.
Oh, man, didn't hear it.
It don't pick up.
Oh, it don't pick up? Well, y'all just have to just believe me. I tell you what I'll do. I'll send a link and put it on Patreon. So that way y'all be able to hear it. How about that? All right, don't worry about it. You ain't missing them, but I'll send it on Patreon. All right. So anyway, I'll play that music a lot. Now, as a matter of fact, I meant to get what Brother saying so I can extend it out, because I want to extend it out to like 15 minutes. So what I'm working out gives me increments. I know exactly where I'm. You know what I'm at. All right? So anyway, music went from that. Being that damn pure, you know, like Jam On It and Crap Work. Yes. Now, y'all know about Crap Work. Dang, man. I'm trying to. Anyway, I ain't going to break my. I'm trying to figure out what y'all are thinking. There's no way y'all going to get this. All right. So anyway, it's mostly just beats like that.
Yes.
All right. And so, mind you, I was in the military. I was in the military in 85, right? And by the time I went over to the first Gulf War, 89, 90, 91, got shipped over to Germany. Are you following?
Mm-hmm.
By the time the first Gulf War was over and came back, mind you, over in Germany, you ain't get on American TV. Y'all remember that so-called In Living Color?
Yes, sir.
I was bringing tapes over there, which is a year or 6 months in advance, and showing the people over there in Germany, they ain't even know nothing about it.
Wow.
You understand what I mean? And everybody want to come and borrow them tapes. So they can look, watch In Living Color.
Yes.
It was funny as hell, man.
Yes, it was.
And Little Call was hilarious. Yes, anyway. So, the war is over and every damn thing else, right? So, anyway, by the time I got back to the States, I'm hearing, now mind you, don't worry, NWA was just coming in. Woke up quick at about noon. Just thought that I had to be in Compton soon. I gotta get drunk before the day begins, before my mama starts bitching about my friends. About to go, damn near went blind. Young niggas on the corner throwing up gang signs. That's how much that stuff be in you, man.
Yeah.
Easy. For real, easy.
Yeah.
All right. Next thing you know, folks are talking about, you got these weak-ass Negroes talking about being gangsters, exploiting women, denigrating, and, I mean, just told them, like, do the people even see the damn psychological warfare that's going on right now?
Come on.
How did I know that? Because about this time, a white man went and bought BET.
Mm.
And all they did, and the Jews got it, and all they did, just total denigration, and what did we do? We bought it, hook, line, and sinker.
Yes, sir.
Next thing you know, we're out here shooting the shit out of each other.
Yes, sir.
We used to just fist fight.
Yeah,
now we out here shooting the shit out of each other.
Yeah.
Killing
on,
each
man.
Other.
Yep.
Left and damn right, and you don't even understand psychological warfare because don't nobody, you know, we as black people, we don't want nobody leading us.
That's right.
Well, no, we're trying to guide us. Full of damn curses.
Yes, sir. Jeez. Interesting fact, Pastor.
Go ahead.
About those record companies that were producing that type of music are the same ones that own prisons.
Well, that's what I'm getting ready to get to.
Yeah.
So now you got to be on fire. Because, see, the same people that did that is the same people that when you catch a damn case, now your ass is going up in the prison. What are you doing now? Now you are supporting the prison industrial complex.
Yes.
Your ass is coming from a federal slave, man. Legal.
Yeah.
I'm at you. I'm going to come back. Do people even know? They don't even see what the hell's going on. I was a heathen, and then within 6 months after that, I'm born again.
Okay,
now, you get it. I'm like, people can't see
come on.
What the hell is going on? You can't tell you're being force-feed a bunch of shit?
Mm.
I'm like, the curse. Now that I have knowledge, I'm like, curses are real.
Yeah.
We stupid as hell.
Yeah.
We the dumbest.
Yeah.
Now, mind you, y'all already said that. I did not choose you because you were great.
Great, yes.
But I chose you because you were few in number among all people.
Yes, sir.
I'm like, man, buddy, you just cannot ever. Anytime that y'all would raise up a man of y'all from us, we would despise him. We don't want to hear him. Don't want to hear that thing. We want to be like the nations.
Yes, sir.
And he clearly tells you, your lovers are going to despise you.
Yes.
He clearly tells
yes.
you.
Yes.
Now I'm telling you.
Yes.
Man, you think you're going to be something.
Right.
Uh-huh. Oh.
Come on.
Good. You can't do nothing to try to help save our soul alive. These people know they're going to hell. But this is their heaven right now.
Right. Wow.
You looking in the sweet by and by when we see that beautiful shore.
Come on, amen.
Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. You ain't going no damn well.
Come on, preach.
I'm going to take my time right now, right? Come down with this. I'm like, we can't be that damn dumb. That's why I said, I know we got to, there's got to be a leader. There's got to be somebody that can see afar off. There's got to be. And you know what happens, right? every prophet, every wise man, everyone, we always stone. We always kill them. We don't want you to get your ass about it.
Yeah.
We want debauchery, we want lewdness, we want fornication, we want curses.
Yes. Yeah.
That's us! All that I'm trying to do is bring up wise people from among the nation of Israel, of the mixed multitude, to be wise throughout all the world.
Amen.
And they won't accuse you of the same wicked ass spirit that they got.
Come on.
Y'all see the reason why I'm so upset? Nobody can see this shit. And then they start telling me about, I never heard of a Tupac, Big E, JB, Cardi Z. I never heard of none of these damn people until about 2015. I don't know none of these damn people. Then I go back, look on the internet, about these folks are killing each other. Just killing each other. Have a shootout on the damn street over down record label. Trying to pit East Coast against West Coast, and you still all Negroes. I'm like, man, we are some stupid damn people. Man, you cannot be that damn dumb. You get anybody that damn dumb, you can't be that damn dumb. Not you. Because you have to understand, I had a 20-year period where I did not even watch TV.
Yes, sir.
I said 20 years.
Yes, sir.
I mean, you have been 20 years without watching TV. You see what I'm saying? 20 damn years. Come on, when you came in the ministry, we weren't watching no damn TV.
TV was long.
You see what I'm saying? I'm like, that's when I knew. I already knew. I remember when Bishop Mulberry, when I first received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. You know what, I'm hoping to get, you met Elder Darden, I hope to get Elder Darden up here, because remember Elder Darden, he was there when I received the Holy Spirit. Elder Darden, man, Bishop Mulberry walked up to me after it's all said and done, Cliff Notes version quick. Says, this man has received the genuine Holy Spirit. Y'all all better watch him, because he got it. Well, they didn't even take heed to what they said. So here we is.
True.
Today.
Wow. Very true. Amen.
Y'all hear it?
Yes,
here we are today. I sit there and I watch all this decline taking place. Mind you, I'm a farmer now. Me and T. Shane out here wearing bib overalls, man. We up here fooling around in creeks and plowing fields and building buildings. We doing all this shit. Me, Teach, Deacon, we, Elder Becker, we do, and all the sisters we got with, man, and folks are laughing at us. Calling us cold, laughing at us. Oh, they out there peeing in buckets. It's funny now, ain't it? It's real funny now, ain't it? Now it's our turn.
Hallelujah.
Ha. Ha.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, you ain't worth all that energy.
Yeah.
For us to mock you.
Amen.
We ain't got to put all that energy and effort into it.
You better
do it. You see what I'm saying?
Amen.
But yeah, we the ones crazy. And all I try to do is anyone that have the ears to hear, teach you everything I ever learned.
Come on. Come true.
And because you're going to have children one day. I remember Elder Mitchell when he didn't have children. I remember Teacher Greg when they did not have children. I remember. Dad, zero. I remember you when you didn't have no children.
Yes.
Zero. No children. No wife. Now they got plenty of them. I'm watching this growth in these.
Yes. Hallelujah. Thank you.
People who follow me as I follow Messiah. They have families, they gotta teach these sons and these daughters to be righteous in Israel, because we need a righteous seed on this earth. He talking about having children. He talking about having a righteous seed. Mm-hmm. He talking about just having a Jewish seed.
Mm-hmm. That's
good. So they can stay the head, not the ass.
Wow.
I'm trying to teach us how to be able to navigate in this world until our time comes for us to be the head.
Yeah.
We're only going to be the head when the head of the king is the head. Yeah, they will never be head in this shit show. It ain't happening. But you need to know how to be wise and serving and harmless as dog. That's what I'm trying to teach you. There's a sucker born every damn day, is it?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
And people still to this day, they have no idea how simple I live and he lives. No idea.
Yeah.
Yet there still is something wrong with us. Like hell it is. If we're wrong, we'll never be right. Did y'all hear what I said?
Yeah, yeah.
Considering the alternative.
Right.
And everything that is an experience in this world, if we are wrong, we ain't gonna never be right. It will never be right. Because I've been to the alternative.
Right.
I've seen it.
Right.
I've been to the mountaintop.
Yeah. Yeah. Come on.
As King said, lying black ass. You ain't seen shit. I'm telling you straight up. What the law and the prophets and what the book says and what Messiah told us, and then the apostles implemented what we're supposed to be doing now.
Right.
And I ain't even learned it alone. I read the book. First thing I did was start looking for somebody doing the same thing. Closest I got to it was an old white man down in Walterboro, South Carolina. And he was living this. He was doing it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Only one problem. Ain't none of them. None of them. Roberts. Stare, none of them has come within a nickel's worth of rat's ass or a hair anywhere near close to straightway. And on his dying bed, he told a reporter down there, I wish I'd have did it like Pastor Val. Y'all had one. We y'all done blessed this.
Yes, very much. Very time. Yes.
And that reporter still be seeking me out today, wanting to get an interview. You won't believe how many people I got. Man, let me show y'all something. Y'all think I be making shit up? I got people, man, up here that want to be advertising, man. Get a chance to read that, man. I got people want to advertise a supplement. They want me to throw a word in for them. And I'm telling you, man, give me kickbacks on this and all this shit. And I'm like, this ain't going to advance y'all's kingdom. In other words, Pastor Dow could easily sell out and make a lot of damn money on YouTube, even without being monetized. It ain't got a damn thing to do with the message. I don't want nothing to do with you. Seek ye
first
the kingdom of Yah and his righteousness.
Yes,
you see that? I'd pull up a bunch of them things. Yeah. Oh, shoot, help me, Father. Anyway, but I sat there and watched all this rap stuff and all this other stuff, which this guy, all these people, they own all this stuff. I just got finished talking to Elder Kabir. Elder Kabir said, and you know Elder Kabir is successful, right? In not only NFL, but in business. And he turns around and says, hey, Pastor, check this out. He said, these people, they actually pit us against each other, not even trust each other. I said, Elder, I know you got a revelation, but you ain't told me nothing. I'm glad you got it. And I found out in the Hebraic way, I talk Brother Brett. Elder Brett. Y'all know Elder Brett, right?
Yeah.
But his last shit show he had down there, I told Elder, I said this straight to Elder Brett Craigle. Elder Brett Craigle, I said to him, I said, y'all white folks something else? And he said, oh, Pastor Jesus. Oh, Pastor Jesus. He says, I'm going where the Negroes are. I'm going where the Hebrews are. Hell no, nah, I ain't fooling around these damn people. Hell, Craig going to say, hell no, nah, I ain't fooling around these damn folks. These folks crazy as hell. Man, I'm telling you, man, we got some real Israelites in this thing, man. Like Brother Tommy in Virginia. Brother Steve in Canada, Brother Shamu over in Finland and all that. Man, we got some real Israelites, man. Hallelujah. He's saying he right now, look, yes, I did. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, I did. Yeah, no. Now, people crazy as hell. Yes, I'm telling you, man. Anyway, let's get back here. Let's go. We got to get this lesson going before we get. Come on. Come on, Ritter.
And he's going to call his buddy that he sees in synagogue every day because his buddy knows that he's a good guy, he trusts him, and he knows that if spit hits the fan, he knows exactly where he sits, exactly where his house is, exactly who to talk to make sure he can get through to him. So Jewish businessman is going to buy the piece of real estate. He's going to want to finance it with one of his Jewish buddies. And now he's going to have to service that piece of real estate, right? There's snow removal, there's cleaning supplies, there's construction that's going to need to be done. All of those, he's going to try to hire Jewish people and Jewish companies in order to try to fulfill this. And I'm going to explain to you all why. It's going to make sense to you, like I said, by the end, but you've got to stick to the end. So now he's hired his buddies to do the construction, like I said, to do the remodeling, to do the construction supplies. Whatever it is, he's going to try to hire Jewish. And now those companies, so for example, like the, as I mentioned, the construction company, right, construction, that construction company also needs services. The construction company needs accountants, it needs advertising, it needs office space, it needs all types of ancillary services. So even the supporting, the direct services to the real estate, the supporting service, right, the construction company, we're just using one of them for example, he's going to try to hire Jewish people to do indirect services. He's going to hire Jewish business accountants.
Now that I think about it, I feel sorry for Hezekiah and Josiah. You know the reason why I feel sorry for both of them? Because they getting ready to have, man, by the time they get 9, 10 years old, they can really go through the gauntlet with their dad for the next 10 years after that. They ain't gonna have no damn what you call a regular childhood. You only got this much damn space and time, you're gonna be a damn child anyway. You're gonna spend the rest of your days as an adult. Somebody gotta teach.
Yeah.
I can't set up there and let them live a life of them like a regular childhood, man. They gotta be educated. Well, I'll tell you right now, son, you only get 10 years, that's it. After that, your ass belongs to the intelligent of me. That's it. From that point on, no, we got to teach Israel. And Israel got to be talking. I'm telling you, man, this damn world is stupid. And I'm hoping by that time, to hell with the university. Hopefully we can have a building and say, hey, Pastor Dallas is going to teach life economics. I'm going to teach us how to live as a people. Hell, I hope it be filled up with children and stuff, but probably filled up with more adults than children.
Yeah.
Y'all hearing it though, right? Are y'all hearing exactly what he's saying? In other words, I make it simple, I say it like this. We got to circulate all these dollars in Israel. But you can't do that shit if you don't own no business.
Yes, sir.
Well, you got to go to the Jewish year. I said that, but I can't think of how many times. How many years I've said that? Over and over and over again I've said this and taught this. But we don't have no banks. You think they're going to give us a chart on the bank? So I said, y'all remember when Elder Kabir came in? First thing Elder Kabir came in, man, you wouldn't believe how many people I cut off. From Elder Kabir. Because they knew it was an NFL, successful place. Man, you won't believe how many people started coming in left and right. Business deals, money, and all this other. I told Elder Kabir, I said, real easy. All you got to do is tell them You don't do nothing without Pastor Dollar approval. Cut the snake head right off just like that. Y'all hear it?
Yes, sir.
And I'm telling you, he was still now in his ministry. Man, any of y'all are brothers that have businesses, have means, don't do shit without running past Pastor Dow and trying to get you educated enough. You're already smart enough to do business, but you're not smarter than a serpent. Mm. Did I have to say something wrong?
I got it.
Oh, I don't think I said nothing wrong.
You got me wise.
Let somebody who had a few rodeos with the damn devil to step up and make sure he protect Israel.
Yes. That's good. Very good.
What's wrong with that? That's all I'm trying to do is preserve Israel.
That's good.
Yes, sir. We got some folks, they just self-centered, self-focused, self-absorbed. It's all about them. They don't give a shit about anything. They act like it, but they don't give a shit about nobody else. I'm telling y'all, y'all better listen, man. So anyway, all that noise where they want to get loans and get money for it, all this shit stopped. So remember, the Christians policed the shit out of them. They took out Kabir for millions. Get over into Israel, we regulate that shit. Make you accountable. Think about that for a second. That's why when these brothers come in, you have to understand, they used to be exploited. They used to be people selling them a bill of goods. And then they trust in it. But then to see a melanated brother come around and try to educate you, show you the way it's supposed to be and really supposed to be, and then to see that he's true and all them niggas alive, oh, they're like, oh, shit.
Come on, Pastor.
That's why people can trust Pastor Dow.
Yes.
I said to Hebrews and Negroes,
yes.
You and them.
Oh.
I said, I'm telling you right now, you can't trust none of these people. You can trust me, though.
Right.
I promise you I will do right.
Yes, you will.
Not what I promise you.
Yes.
But these people, the jury is still out there, they deliberating like hell.
Yes.
You could be out there for the next 10 years deliberating.
Yes.
It's hard for us to believe that somebody, and mind you, I halfway look like y'all. They call me a light-skinned nigga. Damn. You too, nigga. Get your damn hair as nappy as shit like mine. I'm like, damn. And when people meet this truth, they know it's right. Now, y'all know my sentiments. I don't give a shit. Black Israel, white Israel, brown Israel, yellow Israel, red Israel. I don't give a shit as long as you're filled with the Holy Spirit and you're Israel. You keep his commandments, I don't give a damn.
That's it.
I've been over backwards once through the truth, leave over a wall and do every damn thing I can.
Yes. I mean.
For Israel.
Yes.
You know, it's a damn good broadcast.
Yeah. It's a damn good broadcast, man.
This person said King Kong ain't got nothing on Brother Sal. Damn. Israel, all I'm trying to do is I'm trying to get us to think.
Yes, sir.
This rational shit they call in the world, it just simply ain't going to work. It ain't going to work. It's not going to work. You have literally got to be immersed in this book.
Mm-hmm.
You got to know this book. It has to become your breath. First thing I think about when I wake up in the morning is Yah. It's the book. It's the book. I just breathe. It's
life.
Come on, my essence.
Yeah.
I don't give a shit. I'm here on vacation. My Easter's gonna be in the bed sleeping shit. I'll go out and the first thing is Yah.
Come on,
they're going to get all the y'all they need through me.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
I'll make sure they got their own personal relationship, but they're going to really know y'all through me.
Yes.
Now, head.
Yes.
Hey, yeah.
Wow.
Oh, really? Oh, really? Don't let me detour on this, man. Let me stay focused because I picked up on the spirit, man. I got to get it all. I'm trying to figure out how in the hell is a woman going to know y'all without the man.
That is,
huh?
That's order.
Wow. See, I got book for it, I believe. You ain't got no book for it. You believe I got number stopping that anyway. I ain't, you know what? Ooh.
Yeah.
Y'all better stop this shit thinking you so damn arrogant you can darken the presence of y'all. Don't you mean light? I said darken, damn it.
Yes, it's true.
Y'all said he has made darkness his pavilion.
Yes, sir.
See what I'm talking about?
Yes, sir.
I have to deal with stuff like this all the time, man. I'm telling you, man. Anyway, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Pastor Muir, good job preaching, man. I'm glad that Straightway Indy came.
Yes.
Man, and y'all had a beautiful time, I heard. Had a beautiful time.
Yeah.
Straightway Indiana. Hallelujah. Yep. I take one down, man. Pastor Muir in Indiana and Elder Rob and all them, they on fire from here this broadcast tonight,
right?
Yeah. They're saying right now, Pastor, when you go on next vacation, get your ass up out of here. Get your ass up out of here and get back. Glory to the King.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Wow.
Great word, though, man.
Yes, yes.
I love all of y'all. All of y'all, Israel. Love all of you. Come on, Mike Grissom, let's go ahead and play this.
I'm going to hire a Jewish lawyer. He's going to try to rent his office space from his buddy Shlomo, who owns the office building right next to his synagogue. You see what I mean? He's going to try to give that business to those people. And by the way, all the while, people...
I'm trying to listen. They already have all this established, right? We are the inception. We're just trying to get this established. I'm trying to teach us as Israel, look, man, look, woman, look, all of us. We don't have all this. Now, we're just now learning how to buy land, build our own buildings and home. You know, we can move from here and we can create a daycare center. Well, we can have a man over it, and then the women could take care of children. We could create a dentist office or prenatal care to where you're not dealing with all these damn people with these high-minded stuff. You're dealing with just a certain demographics, and we can set our own business out. We can take care of all this. Why? We can buy our own land, build our own buildings, and everything. And keep all the business right here in Israel. We're not where they are at. You need to know where you are and then build from there.
Yeah.
We're right now in, damn, we got to build the infrastructure of our communities.
Yes.
See, we want to be way down here. They've been doing this shit of deception for thousands of years. You want to be way down here.
Yeah.
Damn. There used to be old saying, which one come first? Can I ask y'all a question? I already know. I know the answer. Which one come first, the chicken or the egg? Which one come first, the chicken or the egg? Damn. And most people think I'm being funny. I'm not being funny at all. I'm being extremely serious.
Yes, sir. Very much so.
Somebody has a damn audacity to say the egg. See, that's what we are. You see, that's what we are. So Adam named the egg before he named the chicken. See what I'm talking about? See, we got a hole. I'm telling you, something wrong. You see what I'm seeing it right here. Right here. Oh, shit. Y'all get this, right?
Yes, sir.
But he's talking about this business model.
Yes, sir.
They own every damn thing, and they keep the dollars circulating in the community. I'm trying to sit up here and say, first of all, we know, I don't know what the hell they're doing, but we know we don't charge each other usury.
Right. Yeah.
I've had Elder Kabir, and I said, look, man, it's obvious you have some capital that is available to Israel. Y'all hear this, right?
Yes.
And not all of it, because, I mean, you see where I live now, right? But the capital that you have available to Israel, damn, we can loan that to our people, but without usury. El Kabir is a generous man.
Yes.
He's like, man, I'd be more than happy to do that. Because we don't charge our people usury according to the Torah. The nations, oh yeah, you get 50%.
That's pretty strict. That's a lot of damn interest.
I thought I said 50%. They do 8, 9, 10, but I'm like 50. But anyway, you know what I mean. Y'all get it, right?
Yes, sir.
We got brothers in the ministry right now that's got loans from Elder Kabir. I even got a loan from Elder Kabir. I didn't even need it and still got it. Just to prove a point. That he's a man of his word, I'm a man of my word. That's all the reason why I did it. And every Israelite that's ever got a loan from Elder Kabir without interest, they have all are paying him back and never missed a payment. I told Elder Kabir, let me know if one Israelite missed one damn payment, just one, just let
yes,
me know.
Please.
Don't ever deceive me. Just
yes,
let me know one, just one. All I need is just one. Remember I made a video? The world knows that your word ain't shit. How you know? Because your credit ain't shit.
Right.
Your credit is your word. Y'all don't want to hear it. It's just
a
fact.
Point. That's a good point.
The world ain't going to take you at your word. The first thing you're going to do, oh, what's your name? What's Social Security number? Okay. Let's all tell you. We're going to run and see what you want. You trying to set up and deceive them. You all that in a bag of chips. And your damn credit score is 430. No, we can't give you no loan. Next one come up. Oh, your credit score is 650. Oh, we can give you a loan. 19.9% interest. What? Yeah, if you won't get this. Why? Because your word ain't shit. They gonna tell me no shit like that and never been able to tell me no shit like that because my credit score has always been above 800. You know what that means? That means your word is your bond.
Yes, sir.
If you say it, oh, we ain't gonna worry about what you're saying. We can see what your record says.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yes, sir.
Look, well, we supposed to not do that because we just brothers. Bullshit. Some of y'all word ain't worth shit. At least they have a system set up to be able to test your ass.
Right. Wow.
We just some gullible assholes that's
come
being
on,
taken
right,
advantage of.
Come on.
That's what we are.
Come on. Live in color.
Teacher Shane Hoddle. Let's give him a teacher. I stand the teacher Shane. Teacher Shane. Right now, I can go and buy me a $2 million home. Right now. And I'm just talking upside my damn neck. And the first thing they're going to do is go check my credit. See if I'm good for it. Oh, I'm good for it. We ain't going to never need your $2 million loan. We'll build it ourselves. That's what I'm trying to get up to.
Yeah.
Come on.
Somebody help me, man. Somebody. Are you with me, sir?
Yeah.
I need somebody with me. You with me, sir? I need somebody with me.
Yeah.
I already know he with me. He ain't even a question, right? I already know he need.
Mm-hmm.
There come a time when you're so old, you've been old. I mean, you take out these, man. You still got, he got less gray hair than I do, man. And he's got four heads. That means I've been taking all the hits. No, I'm good with this. I'm good with this. That's the credit system. See, right now, my family's Hispanic. I can literally go out here, go to any damn car lot, if I choose to, mostly. I believe in just paying cash. There come a time when credit, you know what? I talked to my son, Elder Brett. No, Brother Brett. I talked to Brother Brett. And I said to him, I said, you know, they knocked down 20 to 30 points off my damn credit score. They knocked me down from 830-something to 805. He said, what? I said, yeah. You know the reason why? Because they have no credit history of me paying a mortgage. The credit history done fell off of me paying a note. Car note. So they just dropped my damn score. So if you're going to build credit, you got to use credit. So if you want to build credit, they don't, you keep the money back in escrow. Run 3, 4, 5, 6 months, pay the shit off. Now, you know, got your credit back, score back, just in case you need it.
Yes,
does that make sense?
Yes, good. Yes.
But they know the majority of you, your word ain't shit. Ask mother, come on in here, mother. There was a time I had zero credit, but by the time her and I was married a year and a half, my shit went from zero to straight 800. Mother Carol, how long has my credit score been above 800? 800.
Probably at least the last 35 years, maybe.
You know, she ain't gonna lie. All lies go to hell. You know you go to hell, you're gonna start lying, right?
I keep track of it. You're
in it, right? That means, that man said, in other words, if something's going to happen where I can't pay it, I'm going to go out and get another job and another job. At the time, that's what I was doing. I'm going to make sure this shit paid. I ain't putting my damn family not in that situation. Bless mom. You know he had a baby named after you, right? That's humbling, isn't it? I would never name my baby after you. You know? But hey, we need to get this though. Come on, Rachel, come on with it.
All along the way, guess what they're all doing? Circular economy. They're taking tithes. They're taking at least 10% of their earnings, of their profits, and they're pushing it down to charity. So that means, and by the way, their own charities, their own synagogues, their own schools. Their
stop!
Own...
Stop! Oh. Damn it, stop! Damn it, stop! Y'all see the reason why I've been bitching?
Yeah.
About all y'all communities? Send your tithes here. Your offerings here. You're already making profits in your business. What you doing? Some of y'all want to hold back. Y'all going to hold back from you. He going to hold back from you greatly. And many of you going to impoverish your own damn people because of your damn sorry ass choices and decisions. You watch and see. Watch. Have I not been following this model?
Yes. Yes. Sir.
You're in the ministry. And you people, listen. Y'all people, I ain't going to tell you every damn thing. But you know what's amazing? So he just got finished telling you their model, and then they all tied to what they call charity. Charity for us is Straightway Tennessee. Because y'all have never known another ministry in this world
that's ever started communities from the charity of Straightway Tennessee, out of which many you never even gave.
Yes.
Ooh. We started communities.
Yes.
From what was being given to us.
Yes.
We could have easily used all that money and put to build up a big massive ass kingdom up here.
Amen.
Yet and still, we invested in you.
Amen.
He not teaching me a goddamn thing. Not a damn thing. That I already don't know and have not learned from the book.
Yes, sir.
I try to show y'all year after year after year after year how to do this.
Yes. Amen.
Ain't nobody listening to Pastor Dow. No, not Pastor Dow. No. I've been able to buy land.
Yes.
For communities, write it off.
Yes.
I've been able to buy communities, put 20 and 30 people on it, write it off.
Yes. Hateful.
They get to live up. No rent.
Yes.
No mortgage.
Free.
Better pay their light bill, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, you understand what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And y'all want to step in and take advantage of this?
Yep.
Somebody trying to do it right in this generation?
Yes, sir.
Daddy, get your ass right with us.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Yes, sir.
I purposely keep back money to be able to purchase land just so we can get more Israelites free from this system.
Yes.
Why? So you can shit on us and take advantage of us.
Whew.
So you can act like you're a damn nigga and don't know shit.
Come on, Pastor.
And thank you out there, damn welfare man, telling everybody to take care of your funky, non-washing ass.
True.
Wow. Yeah, I gotta love you, Israel. Bullshit.
I mean.
See, you ain't gonna get no more real broadcast than this. This is real. This is straight up real.
Yes, sir.
I think it's sad. But y'all hear what they say, right?
Yes, sir.
That's the reason why they're able to prosper.
Yes.
Tell me you have not heard what he's talking about in this ministry.
I've heard it.
This is the first time I'm seeing this video. This video was sent to me by Elder Kabir. On this birthday, I'm like, they learned this stuff from us. All you gotta do is read the Torah. And I'm trying to have a Torah, and all y'all trying to make sure y'all stay rebellious, you're stiff-necked, you're stubborn, you're stout-hearted, you're full of pride, you're full of hatred, you're full of resentment, you're full of unforgiveness and resentment and damn.
What's next where I want to use? I lost my train of thought.
You just despise authority.
Wow.
Just despise it. But it takes you hearing from this Ashkenazi before you can hear me.
Wow.
Come on, Mike, here's the players, man.
Their own disability centers. Why? Because they want to create this circular economy. Now, let me tell you why. You might be watching it this far. You might say to yourself, how is it fair? Why is it okay that they can do this, that we can do this? First of all, not only is it okay, but you're going to understand why and how you could apply this to yourself and your community going forward. So let me give you some reasons why a circular economy is good for you. So number one is, this is probably the biggest one, trust. Everybody in this...
My girls are already beaten to it. I had to put my hand up like it. He had already hit his trust. I ain't even got the damn trophies up here. Remember the one thing that I set up at the Hebrews, the Negro Conference, is this. You can trust me. You've got to have trust. If you don't have trust, you ain't got a damn thing. That's where integrity lies. That's where character lies. You got to have trust.
Yes, sir. Great money on trust.
Sorry, folks. We've seen the shit show, right? In the last 5 years, there are a lot of you people, we can't trust a damn thing y'all say.
Yes.
Y'all come here acting like niggas off the street, and then we have to catch up with y'all ass. Policing the flock of y'all. Y'all know I'm telling the truth.
Yeah.
Ain't a lick of trust in you. I don't make the videos so that y'all can see me grandstanding. Whatever the hell that is.
Come on,
if you call this grandstanding, I don't know what the... That ain't grandstanding. Grandstanding is when you got a damn suit on. Not when you work your damn fingers to the damn bone. Most people exist because they have learned creative ways to get what you work so hard for. They learn how to flatter you and get it into their coffers. Do I need to call names again?
Come on, Pastor.
Because I damn sure will do it again and again.
Yes.
And again.
Yes.
And again.
Yes. I get fine.
No, I'm, like I said, I'm trying to preserve Israel.
Much love.
We can ask. Anyway, come on with us.
Circle, okay?
Y'all need to pay attention.
If he has a problem with, let's say, his...
Problem.
Let's say the real estate guy has a problem with the company that's supplying to him his supplies, you know, his cleaning supplies for his building. And he has a dispute, right? So he ordered $10,000 worth of garbage bags. The garbage bags turned up faulty. Now they have a problem. So he knows, the real estate operator knows, that if he has a problem with any of the people that he's doing business with, because they're Jewish, they have common friends, they have common rabbis, they have common associates, and they will be embarrassed to screw each other. They won't mess each other up because they go to synagogue with each other. They go to school. Their kids go to school with each other, right? So they're going to be very careful in order to treat each other with respect and dignity. So trust is the number one thing. Here's another thing. They think the same. Okay?
They do what?
Good. Think the same.
They do what?
Think the same.
But one person don't want their reputation ruined because of another.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell y'all right now, I'm getting ready to ruin a lot of y'all reputation. I'm getting ready to ruin a lot of y'all reputation. I'm going to put that shit in the damn gutter. You see what I'm saying? That's what he's saying. Y'all get this, right?
Yes, sir.
And mind you, I made it this far in this video with y'all. I only listened to the first 2 or 3 minutes. But y'all hear what he's saying, though, right?
Yes, sir.
And then, now we come to the next aspect. They all think the same. What does the book say?
Wow.
Let there be no division among you.
Wow.
We should all be thinking the same thing. You can't do it if your mind is on conflict with y'all.
Come on. Yes, sir. Yes. All things come.
See, at this point, if you don't give a shit about Israel, I don't give a shit about you. I give a shit about the seed that's coming out to Israel.
Hallelujah.
That we got to make sure they on the right path.
Yes, sir.
Right sons, right daughters, Mary, right.
Yes.
Because we don't want to let our labor in vain. Now, give it 100 years out there, they fall the hell off. Ain't none of our damn business. We didn't go on any damn way.
Yes.
But at least we did teach them the right way.
Yes. No blood on our hands.
Right. Yeah. We're believing at least there's going to be some righteous Israelites
yes.
that are going to stand
yes.
Y'all get this, Israel? This is how passionate I am for this stuff, though.
Yeah,
so if y'all want to know the mind of Pastor Dow, y'all hearing it now.
Yeah.
Well, let's go on. Come on. Let's get some more education here. We're almost done.
A lot of times, you know, I'll get on the phone with people from different cultures. I remember when I was in, I was the vice president of my college, and I remember people think different. We had somebody who represented the LGBT community. We had somebody who represented the African American community. We had somebody who represented the Chinese community in the school. We had the evangelical community. All of us came to the table. We were trying to make policies, and I remember we all thought very different. We all had different priorities. So you want, they're creating this circular economy. Why? Because they think the same. And then number three is because they're a big family. We are a big family, right? So it makes sense that you should want to see the people around you succeed. It
stop,
makes sense that you should.
Stop, damn it. Hell no, we don't all think the same. The only people that have one mind is us, Israel. In other words, what they're saying is there's no price that we would pay to the lowest bidder in order to accommodate, because we're the head, in order to get that dollar. Ooh. See, y'all don't hear that, though. You don't hear that.
That is...
They're already the head of the economic chain.
Right.
Everybody else got to come because you are lower entities.
Right,
right.
Got to
do you out. Damn.
Yeah.
Come on. I got. You didn't hear? I heard it. Y'all got to pray for me.
Yes, sir.
God, I know it all. It sounded good. Oh, it sounded good. I heard what his ass just got finished saying.
Mm-hmm.
We want the LGBT, dude. We want all the other people. You just got finished laying off plugs a long, long time ago. You own the banks.
Ching-ching.
You own the corporations.
Ching-ching.
You own all the businesses.
Ching-ching.
And then you own the subsidiarity from the business.
Right.
With supply to check for everybody else. And now we got all the... Now we got everybody else want to come in, and we all listening to you, but we already know. Who is at the head of the damn food chain?
Serpent tail.
Israel. Real Israel. I'm only asking real Israel. Will y'all continue to keep praying for me?
Yes, sir.
Y'all keep my mind intact.
Yes, sir.
And my spirit. I can't take this shit. I cannot. I'm telling you, man, this is torture for me. Because I know people who hear this shit, it's like a fairy tale. Somebody playing well on the instrument, a violin and shit. No, this shit sound good enough.
Oh.
And you getting ramrodded the whole damn time and don't even know it.
Yes.
Teach, you know what? I'm so glad that we're close to 60. As opposed to going to 30. I don't know if this generation will listen to nobody else. I don't. That, I know they won't. What am I going to do? Hear me. What are you doing? Man, y'all listen to me. Listen to me. Well, he going off, ain't he? Something said he goes off by this time. Let's try and finish. Come on.
You want to give the business to your brother, to your neighbor, to your cousin, to your uncle. Why? Because we are taught in Judaism, and I see a lot of communities, they don't understand this, and they have to get better at this. We want to see each other succeed. We want to see each other grow because we understand. Check this out, and it's all going to start to make sense, right? I told you to watch to the end. We understand that if we're all doing well, the excess flow of all this money gets pushed down back into the community charities. So when my neighbor, my Jewish neighbor does well, and he's making a lot of money, and he now is going to donate that money to my kid's school, right? Let's say that's one of his charities, right?
He's going to donate that money to my kid's school. That's good for me. My kid's going to have new whiteboards, new blackboards. He's going to have new equipment, new gyms, new whatever it is. So I want to push money, and I want to push business towards people in my economy, in my community. Why? Because my community directly benefits, and when my community is doing good, I benefit from that doing good. So this is not unique, by the way, to the Jewish community. I don't care what sect you're from. I don't care what religion, what race. Everybody could establish this circular community. I hope this brought you value. If it did, if you made it to this point, you're awesome. I love you.
We could all have learned something from this shit. You just listened to me years ago. We could have avoided all this. This is the first person we have ever heard from the Jewish perspective to tell you what we've been trying to teach you all this time. I guarantee you one thing. Many of you have been woken up. I guarantee y'all hearing this. Some of you, they have a conscience. You're feeling like an ass. Yet they trust each other. They have figured out, to hell with y'all. To hell with the prophets. This is a universal truth. All we got to do is do what that book says. We get the blessings. They figured it out. We're sitting up here in utter rebellion, thinking we're going to get some blessings. Oh, man, don't hear me. I'm going to try to go to bed. I'm trying to go to bed on a high note. Anybody hearing this beside me, though?
Yes, sir.
I know I'm not making this shit up. Well, we're about 9:31, 9:32 Central Standard Time. I know that Ghost and all them, they up late. Man, shoot. Listen, Israel, don't be eating off other tables. It's going to cause nothing but confusion. And every year will work.
Yes.
If they're not producing fruit, then they ain't Israel. It's just that damn simple.
Yes,
enough with mundane words. Man, I'm looking at my ears right now. They remind me of Dad Dow. Them boys be sticking out, don't they? They be oscillating. Look at them, man. That's my dad. Gotta give honor to my dad, man. I love my dad. Dad, that was a man of wisdom, though, man. He had a little bit of spirituality, a lot of worldly, and mix it together, it set you straight. Glory to the King. Hey, but Israel, man, please, man. Y'all gotta fight against that damn curse, though. Hard y'all gotta fight against it. Follow the vision. Don't be looking for, if you're a servant, you're not looking for nothing. You're just trying to get into a place to where you can be a benefit of Israel.
Yes, sir.
You may be the head. You may not be the head. You may be somewhere in between. As long as for the better good of all of us. I can't get this, man. Why are we so damn selfish, man? Because I'm going to tell you this. Being at the top is not all the glory you think that it is.
It's so
true. If that was the truth,
I
wouldn't be going down bald headed right now.
Mm-hmm.
Dealing with your rebellious asses. Yet still, love Israel.
Hallelujah.
So with that said, see y'all tomorrow morning, 11:08. Y'all got something? You got something? Drake? Now, teach. So with that said, we bless you all. Sweet Prince the Strong. Victorious, mighty, overcoming name. Our soon coming King, Yahshua the Hamashiach. Jesus the Messiah.
Shabbat Shalom, the King, for his coming.
Israel, life and their life, for you are king, rejoice.